Good morning, Auroville. Today is Thursday, 16th of August, and right now it's partly cloudy and 27 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today predicts us overcast with a chance of rain, with the temperatures ranging from low of 28 to high of 33, with a heat index of 37 degrees Celsius. It will be breezy with southerly winds at 15 to 25 km per hour. Later on, we can expect overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain. Still breezy with winds from the south at 20 to 25 km per hour, shifting to the west after midnight. Chance of rain is on 60%. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 3%, and tomorrow is new moon. Until 22nd of August is also the time to observe Perseid's meteor shower at night, away from city lights at northeast after midnight. The Perseids are one of the best meteor showers to observe, producing up to 60 meteors per hour at their peak. By resident assembly service, we are all invited to a collective values and priorities meeting number 4 on Monday 28th of August at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone with the topic Restriction to Entry, which has been proposed as the community's top priority. The meeting will focus on the possibility that outlying lands can be sold to generate resources to buy land within the master plan area and to build new affordable housing, which will help us to alleviate restriction to entry. The meeting will invite members of the community personally involved with the outlying lands to advance discussion and seek possible ways forward in this regard. If you feel you can contribute to this discussion, do not hesitate to attend the meeting and or contact the Resident Assembly Service by email rasservice@arroville.org or by phone 948-662-37-49. And of course, samosa and juice will be there. At Savitri Bhavan in International Zone today at 5:30 p.m, Michael Mijović will give a lecture and PowerPoint presentation with title The Seven Jewel Centers of Mother Earth. Sri Aurobindo, in his short essay The Supreme Mahashakti, mentions the seven jewel centers of Mother Earth, which are locked in the hardness, darkness and inertia of the material unconscious. To restore the Earth Mother to her own divinity and the Earth existence to its native light and bliss, these centers have to be liberated. This is the task of the Suns and Supplement. What and where are these seven centers? Are they to be found in each of the seven continents? Michael Mijović has done research on this issue and made a tentative general geospiritual mapping of the Earth by comparing these centers to seven chakras and including the subconscious and unconscious. Michael will illustrate his research with a PowerPoint presentation and discuss how considering geospiritual forces may be useful to Auroville. We are all invited. Also today at 3 p.m. at La Terrasse, Auroville Board of Service, ABS, is holding their annual gathering where they will update the services with service news on cycling kiosk, integral healing center, water service, food link and farms and service note, and share updates from working groups such as ABS, BCC, Service Trust and FMC. On Saturday at Multimedia Center in Town Hall at 10:30 a.m, we are all invited to Garbology 101, where Wasteless will launch the first Auroville innovative curriculum on waste. This has been a result of an 8-month participatory process with 3 Auroville and outreach schools, and its goal is to introduce education on solid waste management in Auroville and the surrounding communities. The mandate of the Selection Committee 2012 was to select a team for L'Avenir d'Auroville Town Development Council 2012-2015, and on Saturday, 11th of August, the group arrived at final consensus. Out of 11 people present, 10 consented and 1 stood aside. One member was absent due to the health reason and given his consent for whatever consensus would be arrived at. And their decision is twofold. First, a team of 8 coordinators for L'Avenir d'Auroville Town Development Council, and second, a set of aspirations, recommendations and conditions, ARC. While point 2 was not part of the ratified mandate, the selection committee offers ARC to the residents of Auroville as their result of an intensive, inclusive and challenging selection process. As the selection committee is the designated monitoring body for the entire mandate of this coordinating team, the ARC paper can be considered as foundation for the biannual monitoring process. The team for L'Avenir d'Auroville Town Development Council 2012-2015 is consisted from Sauro for overall coordination and facilitation, Nicole for socioeconomic planning, Gilles for town planning, Jacqueline for urban design, Toby for township development, Christophe for regional development, Jean-Francois for administration, accounts and reporting, and Kalia for fundraising and networking. Aster, Anu, Brigitte and Sebastian shares with us an exciting news on the Auroville Festival City for Transformation No. 1, which is a week-long event that will take place at the India International Center in New Delhi from 14 to 21st of September. The theme for the festival is City for Transformation, and it will include exhibitions, a seminar, a series of talks, screening of films and more. It is an occasion offered to us to present Auroville with all its creativity and diversity and to share some of our achievements and experiments, the challenges we encounter and the ways in which we want to grow. It is our hope to reach out to a wide spectrum of people in Delhi, especially the younger generation and all those who help and support us. If you have any questions or feedback, please write to auroville.iiceevent@auroville.org. Tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, we can see Another Earth, directed by Mike Cahill and was made in USA in 2011. At the Eco Film Club in Sadhana Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen documentary Project Neem, made in 2011 by director James Marsh. And at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall within Universe series tonight at 8 p.m. we can see documentary Elegant Universe, made in UK in 2011 by director Julia Court. And on Saturday, the same place and time, they will screen an excellent international drama on racism, The Help, made in USA in 2011 by director Tate Taylor with Emma Stone and Viola Davis. At Children's Film on Sunday, 4:30 p.m., they will screen animation comedy crime Who Framed Roger Rabbit, made in USA in 1988, by director Robert Zemeckis. And later at David Lean Film Festival at Cine Club at 8 p.m. we can see drama War in Which We Serve, made in UK in 1942. And of course, director David Lean. You have to do all that a yogi does. You have to reach the highest heights and bring down those conditions of consciousness, light and peace, and manifest them in your everyday work. For you, no job is insignificant or trivial. Wrote the Mother in the Words of the Mother, Volume 14. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on auroville.org.